You're listening to the Party in My Plants podcast, and you're about to get a behind-the-scenes look at the most popular plant party recipes of 2016, so you'll know which ones you ought to make for yourself before the year's up. Okay, just kidding. You can still make them in 2017. Welcome to the Party in My Plants podcast, where I make healthy living as fun as a party, so you'll, you know, actually want to do it, and then actually feel, look, and live your best. I'm your host, Talia Pollock. Now let's get this party started. Since I started my weekly YouTube cooking show 2 years ago, I've made it a tradition. Well, okay, this is the second year I'm doing it, so I guess right now I'm making it a tradition to review the most popular plant parties of the year, which is a fancy on-brand way of saying the most popular recipe videos of the year. It's always really interesting to see which recipes were the winners, and it's even more interesting to notice how the fan faves totally differ from the chef's faves. So I want to take this second-to-last solo episode of 2016 to chat about the top 10 Party in My Plants recipes of the year, talk about why I created the recipes, mention some interesting, easy ways to enjoy the recipes, and dissect some comments y'all left under the videos, and to also reveal the three recipes of 2016 that were my personal faves. Of course, all these recipes are linked for you in the show notes, which is at partyinmyplants.com/12. I've got to say, making this list was quite fun. I got to relive all the healthy recipes I made and shared this year, compare and criticize my hair and makeup in all the videos, reminisce about when I was really tan from the summer, turn bright red at some of the totally wacky things I did and said, and generate serious cravings for 13 different recipes. So let's start with number 10, which is my recipe for date caramel. Date caramel. At this point in my plant-based life, I really couldn't imagine living in a world without date caramel, or really dates for that matter, which I consider Mama Nature's totally healthy candy. Dates are high in fiber, which means they're good for helping you poop. They're high in vitamin A, which is great for helping your skin glow. They're high in potassium, iron, and B vitamins, great for helping you with all sorts of other stuff. Hell yeah, they're high in sugar, so you can't eat loads of them, but it's the least processed sugar on the planet. So if you're going to go sweet, going with dates is a brilliant choice. So this date caramel I speak of is simply a blend, literally, you just blend in your blender, of medjool dates, which you'll pit unless you want to break your blender, vanilla, a pinch of salt, and almond milk. It might not sound like much, but the result is a seriously caramel-esque vibe, which is perfect for all your caramel-esque needs, because we all have very important caramel-esque needs, don't we? I've put it out at parties with a bunch of apple slices for dipping. I mix it into oatmeal, smear it onto protein pancakes, dollop it on top of overnight oats, and blend a smidge into smoothies if I need some of the laxative benefits of dates I spoke about earlier. Okay, so the most popular recipe number 9 is my healthy s'mores parfait, which is made with aquafaba marshmallow fluff. I'm not gonna lie. The inspiration behind this recipe was partly selfish. I really wanted to have a reason to try aquafaba marshmallow fluff. Okay, hold the phone. If you're wondering what language I just started speaking, let me explain. In December of 2014, a French chef discovered that the liquid found in cans of chickpeas, you know, the murky, gross liquid that you drain when you want to make hummus, apparently that's called aquafaba. And apparently it can be used as a foaming agent when whipped. So I started seeing bloggers worldwide whipping aquafaba into egg-free meringue cookies and other things that vegans couldn't eat because a core ingredient was whipped egg whites. Now, I'm not a big bandwagon hopper honor, but when I started seeing aquafaba getting whipped into marshmallow fluff, I knew this was a wagon I wanted to wind up on. So I thought, what do you do with marshmallow fluff? And I had to think hard because, I mean, I've never had marshmallow fluff, even growing up. We weren't even allowed Gushers or Dunkaroos, which I'm still resentful for, Mom. But it was s'mores season and it totally hit me. S'mores parfaits, duh. I already had a great recipe for a creamy chocolate avocado pudding and I found some gluten-free graham crackers at the store to crumble up on top. So all I needed to do was top that off with the aquafaba marshmallow fluff and I'd be good. Thus, my healthy s'mores parfait was born and filmed and was called amazing, genius, and brilliant by some commenters in the video. Oh, and yes, if you're wondering, I did have to buy the handheld mixer specifically for this recipe, and no, I have not used it since. LOL. Most popular plant party recipe number 8 is my Sleepy Time smoothie bowl, and I'm really happy this one made the list because it's one of the more strategic recipes I've made. I, ironically, stayed up late one night doing tons of research about the best plant party ingredients for inducing sleep, and I pulled out the ones that made sense to our sense of taste and turned them into a smoothie bowl, which is a lovely, not too heavy pre-bed comfort food kind of treat. So what I compiled into this plant-based slumber party are frozen bananas, which are high in tryptophan, the sleepiness-inducing hormone that raises melatonin and serotonin levels, which promotes stable sleep. Frozen cherries, one of the few natural plant sources of melatonin, a serious sleep-inducing hormone. Kale, which is high in magnesium, which can help you sleep awesomer. Plant protein powder, which can help keep your blood sugar stable. Almond butter, which is high in magnesium, just like kale. Raw honey, which stimulates the release of melatonin in your body. Are you catching the trend here? And rolled oats, which are packed with magnesium and calcium, two minerals that when taken together have been proven to help stimulate deeper, less interrupted sleep. You'll have to watch the video to hear all the proportions, but don't worry, it's quick and upbeat, so it won't put you to sleep. The video, not the recipe. The recipe will. Recipe number 7 is healthy buffalo wings. And spoiler, it's the only recipe out of the top 10 that isn't sweet. But it's a good one, and I see why it's the 7th most popular. I mean, not eating chicken really makes the whole buffalo wing thing pretty challenging until cauliflower wings swooped in to save the day. I know chicken and cauliflower have nothing in common other than both starting with a C, but just go with it. Low-calorie, super cancer-fighting cauliflower makes a celebrated substitute for chicken in my recipe. It turns out that when you coat cauliflower with buffalo sauce and spices like garlic powder and paprika, you get a fabulous football-watching finger food. Oh man, as I'm describing it, I'm now totally craving it, so don't be surprised if you see this pop up on my Instagram very soon. The 6th most popular plant party recipe is for my DIY healthy protein bars. I made this recipe when I was on the go a ton last winter. We had 2 separate round trips, 7-hour drives. That's over 28 hours of driving, revolving around our puppy last February, which meant portable plant-based snacks were high on my list of priorities. When it comes to fuel on the fly, nothing is more fly for fueling you than protein, specifically plant-based protein, obviously, and more specifically, Sun Warrior plant-based protein, obviously. So while there are oodles of protein bars out there that you can buy online, both on the internet and also online in a store, it can be empowering, cheaper, and healthier to make them yourself. How healthier? Well, so many of those mass-produced healthy protein bars, I'm using air quotes, have some weird ass-produced ingredients and way, way, way too much sugar. Not my DIY plant protein bars, though. The recipe I posted and that you voted in at number 6 most popular is for delicious homemade protein bars made with only normal-ass quality ingredients. And only 6 of them, too, if you count 2 pinches of salt as an ingredient. Another reason why they're probably super popular, because they taste like Nutta Butter, because they're made with peanut butter. And peanut butter always wins everything, especially for my dog. Number 5 is my recipe for chia pudding, which is definitely one of the most frequent things I make in my own kitchen and in my own jars. In the video, I presented chia pudding in the context of something great to eat when you're trying to slim down, and I stand by that 100%. When I have a wedding, a vacation, or just a regular Tuesday when I want to feel a little lighter, look a little less bloated, and fill up with a low-calorie snack, that is chia pudding, and it is the way to go. Because chia seeds are high in fiber and protein, chia pudding fills you up big time, meaning you will have less room to eat big time and more ability to slip into skimpy clothes. I often have a jar of this 3-ingredient treat in my fridge at any given moment. What for? Well, I love eating it plain with berries or granola on top. I love adding a few tablespoons into smoothies. I sometimes use it as a topping for protein waffles. It plops perfectly in the waffle holes. And when I'm being a fancy pants, I'll make a parfait with layers of coconut or almond milk yogurt. If there's one recipe in the top 10 list that I encourage you to make a staple in your life, chia pudding would be it. My most popular recipe, number 4, is for a vegan cake batter ice cream, which I use to make a healthy birthday cake remix. I am so happy this recipe was a top-ranking one because it was made with oh so much love. It was my birthday recipe. Here's a little known fact. My first ever job was at Cold Stone Creamery. Yep, the ice cream franchise whose ice cream is wildly cow's milk creamy and wildly unhealthy. And where part of the job back in the day used to include us employees singing when we got tips. Yeah, we sang for tips in the tip jar. This was literally my dream first job. Words cannot describe how much I love ice cream and singing funny songs. Well, actually, here are some words to describe my love for ice cream. Stomach aches, bloating, constipation, diarrhea. Yep, while working there, I ate so much freaking ice cream on a daily basis that it became abundantly clear that ice cream didn't love me. Even with those lactate pills I was popping, me and dairy had to divorce. But here we are 12 years later and things haven't changed. I still love singing corny tunes. I'm still obsessed with ice cream, except now I make this ice cream that I can actually eat without having to hunch over in pain. So back in my Stone Age, my absolute favorite concoction we made was called Birthday Cake Remix. It was an orgasmic, smushed symphony of cake batter ice cream, rainbow sprinkles, brownie chunks, caramel, and hot fudge, and it was to die for, or in my case, to diarrhea for. Haha, get it? When I was brainstorming what new recipe to enjoy for my last birthday, I knew it was time to merge my beloved birthday cake remix with my healthy eating ways. Hence, the vegan birthday cake remix was born and became a hit. And I've loved seeing people tag me in their photos of their recreations for their birthdays. Recipe number 3 is my healthy chickpea blondies. And aside from someone commenting to say that I must stand further away from the camera, thanks for the tip, person with a cartoon bear as your YouTube thumbnail photo. I'm really proud of this recipe. It brings me so much joy to be able to make decadent desserts from totally unconventional ingredients and have them please the masses. And such is totally the case with these chickpea blondies. I've been making my black bean brownies for years, tricking taste buds left and right by not telling eaters until after they've already devoured the platter of brownies that they're, ha-ha, made with black beans. And I do the same thing with these blondies, which, if you're wondering, are really just like less tan brownies. The second most popular recipe of 2016 is for matcha lattes. I say lattes, plural, because in the first video, I say lattes, plural, because in the video, I show both a hot and a cold latte. I want the record to state that I saw matcha first, way before it was the trendiest thing since Kylie Jenner's lips. I've been making matcha lattes in my blender for years, well before Starbucks or your local coffee shop was too, because matcha is so healthy and so tasty and so beautiful. And I am so happy that my matcha latte recipes are one of the most popular because that means people agree, or that it's just ranking high because, well, it's trendy. Oh. Finally, the number one party in my plants recipe of 2016 is healthy, edible, raw chocolate chip cookie dough. All through middle school and high school, I would eat Toll House cookie dough right out of the yellow wiener-looking rolls. I mean, not like at recess or period 7 physics class, but with girlfriends at a sleepover party when we would cry over our crushes, make matching t-shirts for pep rally, or watch How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days for the 10th time. Fun fact, I wore a replica of Kate Hudson's famous yellow dress for my junior prom. Anyway, I can still mentally taste that Toll House cookie dough. And this past year, I wanted to also taste it with my taste buds. Because, I mean, even as adults, we all have bad days. Really lousy, totally crummy days when all we want to do is cry into some comfort food. When this is the case, you've got to be super careful because you definitely want to get those sad emotions out, but you want to do it without putting tons of pounds on, right? So you have to make sure you're crying over the right comfort food. Not of this Toll House cookie crap, but all of this healthy, edible, raw chocolate chip cookie dough made with banana, plant-based protein powder, PB2, almond milk, and chocolate chips. It is the perfect bowl of cookie dough cheer me up, which, trust me, after rewatching the video I made for this recipe and seeing my horrendous hair and even more horrible makeup job, God, I really must have had a bad day when making it. I just want to dive into a bowl of it now. So those were the top 10 videos, my friend. I told you they were all sweet like desserts. So what does this all mean? That people have their savory recipes on lockdown and don't Google them? That people only make healthy sweet recipes but eat their normal kind of unhealthy savory recipes? I'm honestly asking, and you can honestly respond in the comments at partyinmyplants.com/12. Because the top three recipes I'm picking as my 2016 hits are all savory. So suck it, you sweet tooths. My number three top 2016 recipe is my Caesar salad. I don't think I'm alone in that I order a Caesar salad every single time it's on a vegan restaurant's menu. Even when I want to try other salads on the menu, I can't not order a vegan Caesar if it's there. So then I wouldn't think I'm alone in being pumped to be able to make my own at home too. And this Caesar that I made hits all the Caesary spots. Let me tell you, I've served it for many social gatherings, and it's always a hit and always requested again. To make my Caesars even more nutritious and texturally interesting, I love tossing my Caesar dressing over kale, throwing in some quinoa, chopped cherry tomatoes, and some raw pumpkin seeds for some crunch. In my opinion, I'm telling you, this is one recipe that should not be missed. My top two favorite recipe of 2016 is my spaghetti squash lentil bolognese, baby, which was a major game changer for me. My lentil game has been a little lackadaisical, so I'm pumped to have this plant party recipe that utilizes this protein-packed plant. The lentil bolognese sauce could literally not possibly be easier and quicker to make. And my brilliant, if I do say so myself, idea of mixing brown rice spaghetti noodles with spaghetti squash spaghetti noodles makes for an amazing textural experience. I've made this recipe many, many times throughout the year and always forget how much leftovers it produces. Booyah! Leftovers are the bestovers. I love when one dinner provides lunches for days. And if you're on the same boat, you'll love making my lentil bolognese too. Okay, here we are. My top number one recipe of 2016 is without a doubt my penne almost vodka. Have you noticed I like pasta? I love it a lot. A lot, a lot. But I don't love how it makes me feel or makes my thighs have to feel more constricted in my pants. So I love finding ways to beat the system, know what I mean? Like last recipe by adding spaghetti squash and this recipe by using Modern Table's lentil penne. It's pasta made from lentils. Another way I upped my lentil usage in 2016. And because it's made from lentils, it's very high in protein. How does 14 grams of protein per serving sound to you? Which means it's super filling, so you'll still eat your pasta, but you'll need to eat so much less of it because you'll get so much fuller faster, which then means more leftovers. Thank you very much. But okay, this isn't an ad for Modern Table Pasta, although you can get a 10% discount when you order their pasta from their site using promo code PARTYPLANTS, which I've linked in the show notes at partymyplants.com/12. But this is an ad. Is it really an ad? For my almost vodka sauce, which is as creamy as normal vodka sauce, but uses cashews to achieve that not, well, cream. It also doesn't have vodka in it because I prefer to drink it, thank you very much. Hey, don't judge. It's derived from a plant. But honestly, I think it tastes as good as any vodka sauce you've had. And it's made in your blender using four ingredients. Okay, technically it's five if you count salt, but salt does not count as an ingredient. If this all sounds too good to be true, it's not, which is why I call this my top recipe of 2016 and am honestly slightly disappointed that viewers didn't agree. Maybe I gotta SEO it better. I guess nobody's Googling an almost vodka sauce. Damn. I am so bad at this. Hey, does anyone have an SEO guy? Well, thank you so much for listening to the Party in My Plants podcast. What'd you think of the most popular Party in My Plants recipes of 2016? Did I mention your faves? Do you have other faves? Do you even have faves? Did you even know there were Party in My Plants recipes? Well, regardless, you can find all the links to the recipes I mentioned in this episode at partyinmyplants.com/12, and you can find all my recipes in general at youtube.com/partyinmyplants.